Yearly Plymeat. Etter many long years had a run, while I were a-gone from the place, I come back to the fields, where the zon of her childhood did show me her face. There her feyther, years older, did stoop, and her brother were now a-growed stide, and the apple-tree lower did droop. Out in the orchard, where we had a-plied, there were some things a-seemin' the same. But Mary's a-married away. There were two little children, a-sent we a message to me, oh, so fair as the mother that they did zoo meant, when in childhood she plied wi' me there. Zoo, they told me that if I would come down to Coombe, I should see a old friend, for a plymeate o' mine were at home, and would stay till another week's end. At the dear porch door, could I dare to see Mary a-married away? On the flower knot, now all a-trod stony hard, the green grass were a-spread, and the long slighted woodbine did nod from the wall wi' a loose hanging head, and the martin's clay nest were a-hung up below the brown oaves in the dry, and the rooks had a-rocked broods a-young on the elms below the May sky. But the bud on the bed couldn't bide where young Mary a-married away. There the copsewood a-growed to a height were a-veld, and the primrose in bluth among chips on the ground a-turned white were a-quiverin' all bare of his luth. The green moss were a-spread on the thatch that I left yaller reed, and avore the small green there did swing a new hatch were to let me wake into the door. Oh, the rook did still rock o'er the rick, but we're Mary a-married away.